Hi there. The word for you today is, this year live by the Beatitudes. In Matthew 5 verse 7, Jesus said, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." Listen to me. Hurting your enemy puts you below him. Taking revenge on your enemy makes you even with him. Forgiving your enemy sets you above him. That's why Paul writes Romans 12 verse 19, "Never take revenge. Leave that to God." No matter what you've heard, revenge is not sweet. It leaves a bitter taste in your mouth. It keeps you in such a constant stew that you're not able to enjoy God's blessing. What a price. Don't let that happen to you. Instead, choose to do three things. Number one, forgive and forget. Unforgiveness just keeps you on the treadmill of resentment. Why is it so important to you to make others wrong and yourself right? If you're right but miserable, what good is it? Listen to Christ's words. Matthew 6:14. "If you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." Charles Spurgeon, the great preacher, once said, "When you bury a mad dog, don't leave his tail above the ground." So, forgive. Bury it and move on. Number two, deal with the roots of your anger. Sometimes the source of our anger is hidden from us. What we're doing is just, quote, acting out the unresolved issues and hurts within us. Exaggerated anger is often just displaced anger. Instead of aiming at the person who hurt you, you vent your anger on those closest to you and you damage relationships. Come on. Ask God to show you where the real issue lies, then deal with it. And number three, take back your power. This is important. Mercy heals, but unforgiveness makes you a perpetual victim, keeps it alive. Plus, while you're obsessing over the event and planning your payback, the other person is often getting on with their lives and enjoying themselves. Don't do that. God has promised you justice, so leave it in his hands. In fact, the only people you should consider getting even with are those who've helped you.